This is Julian Morrow with you on Sunday Extra, and we cross now to the United States, where the oldest and largest crossword event in the country, the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament, is taking place. Will Shortz founded the tournament and has been its director and host every year since it began in 1978. Will's also the editor of the New York Times Crossword, a prestigious position he's held since 1993. And Will also has what his alma mater, Indiana University, says is the world's only college degree in enigmatology. Will Shortz, thanks very much for joining us on ABC Radio National.
Thank you, Julian.
Now, Will, is it true that the idea for this tournament actually came from a hotel marketing director?
You know, it was something that I had dreamed about for a long time. But yes, there was a new hotel in Stamford, Connecticut, which is about a half hour northeast of New York City. And I lived in Stamford at the time. I was a young editor at a crossword magazine company. He had read about a crossword competition in Great Britain. This was a new hotel, and he thought this would be a way to bring people to his hotel on a snowy winter weekend.
All right, so that was his idea. So tell us about the first American Crossword Puzzle Tournament back in 1978. Was he right? Did it bring the people in? And how does what happened in 78 compare to the 2026 version?
Well, there were 149 contestants that first year. We got an amazing amount of publicity. We were on both the national TV newscasts for two of the three broadcast networks here. And there was an article about us in Sports Illustrated. The Associated Press and UPI covered it. So it was a huge thing. At the time, we thought this would be a one-off, but it was so successful, we've done it every year since.
And how big has it got, Will?
Well, this year's is over 1,000 contestants, and we have literally maxed out. We opened registration on January 1, and we filled over 1,000 contestants on January 8, and we had to close registration then. We're using both ballrooms in the hotel as well as four other rooms in the hotel. There's just no way to squeeze anybody else in.
Will, how does a crossword competition actually work?
There are seven crosswords that everyone does. People score points for accuracy and speed. And at the end of the weekend, the top three contestants come on stage and come on the ballroom stage to solve a final puzzle printed on giant boards for everyone to watch as they do. And they wear headsets. The event is announced just like a sporting event.
Turning it across in the includes, small place for the summer.
That is mean in the greatest way. That is a mean clue in the best
vicious,
way.
Vicious clue.
So the audience can hear what's going on and hear about any mistakes. And it's really a great show. You would never imagine that watching people solve crossword puzzles could be so fascinating.
Well, indeed. In fact, it got to the point some years ago that it was the subject of a documentary, Wordplay. Could you tell us about the experience of being in that and what impact the Wordplay documentary had on the tournament?
Yeah, there was a new filmmaker, Patrick Creedon. He had done a little short things in advertisements, but he thought it would be interesting to have a documentary about crossword puzzles, which had never been done before. He called me and asked if I would be interested. I thought maybe this could be something that would eventually appear on late night cable TV. It turned out to be a hit film. It was one of the 25 all-time highest grossing documentaries in the United States. And now, of course, it's still available on lots of streaming platforms. The film came out in 2006, and it just dramatically increased the attendance at the tournament.
On Sunday Extra, we are speaking with Will Shortz, the founder and director of the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament, which, as we heard, is also the subject of the documentary Wordplay. Now, Will, you told us about the structure of the competition, eight puzzles, but I gather that of those eight puzzles, there's one which has an almost mythical quality to it. Puzzle number five is notoriously the hardest. Why is that the case, and what is it about number five that makes it so hard?
On Saturday, there are six puzzles that everyone does. Then there's a big one on Sunday morning, and then the playoff on Sunday afternoon. We always make puzzle number one, pretty easy to make people feel good. And puzzle 6 at the end of the day, again, is a nice feel-good puzzle that everyone can finish and pat themselves on the back about as they leave the ballroom. But I think a crossword tournament should be more than just a speed contest. It should also test the solving abilities of the best contestants. So number 5 is the killer puzzle. And there's always some gimmick or trick going on besides some very hard clues. One year, there was a puzzle that had a form of, based on an ancient form of writing called Boustrephedon, which in ancient times, I don't know if you know this style of writing, but the first line reads from left to right, and the second line reads from right to left, and the third line left to right, and then back and forth, back and forth, just the way an ox would plow a field. So this crossword had, line by line, the answers ran from left to right and then right to left and so forth. There was a message in the puzzle that explained what was going on, but you had to solve enough of the puzzle first in order to get that message. And of course, that puzzle separated the top solvers from the average ones.
Yeah, I bet it did. Do you need to have sort of paramedics on hand when puzzle 5 gets handed out? I mean, it sounds pretty intense.
Yeah. Everyone girds themselves for puzzle 5, but they know it's coming, so they know to be ready.
Well, what's the demographic of participants in the crossword puzzle competition?
It has changed over the years. In the 1970s and 80s, it was almost exclusively older solvers, that is 50 or 60 and up. We now have a number of age categories. We have juniors, 25 and under, and then 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. We even have a contestant who's 100 this year for the first time. But I remember the first time we had a junior category, we had exactly 3 juniors. And nowadays, that's a fiercely contested category with several dozen competitors. And the reason for that, I think there's a couple reasons. One is American crosswords now are more interesting and more relevant than they ever have been before. They're not just collections of words from the unabridged dictionary, but they reflect everyday life, and they are full of playfulness and humor so that anybody can enjoy them, any intelligent person, whether you're a smart teenager up to as old as people get. And there's a second reason that I think crosswords are ideally suited for the modern age when our brains are trained to jump from one subject to another. And you know, they say that people's brains nowadays, people have short attention spans. And if you think about it, a regular crossword in the United States, a daily crossword, has somewhere around 76 clues and answers, everyone on a different subject. So your mind jumps from one subject to another as you're solving a puzzle. And that's why I think crosswords, even though they've been around for over a century now, are actually perfect for the modern age we live in.
And Will, when we say crosswords, are we talking the cryptic variety or the non-cryptic version of the crossword?
We are talking about the non-cryptic version of the crossword. However, there's so much playfulness in the modern crosswords that it may feel like there's a cryptic element to it.
We're speaking with Will Shorts, founder and director of the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament. And Will, we've talked about the format of the competition. We've talked about who competes. I imagine that most of them are doing it for the love of crosswording purely and alone, but are there some people in it for the money? What's the prize for the tournament?
Well, there's over $15,000 in prizes, and first prize is $7,500. You know, honestly, there's only maybe 10 or 12 people in the entire ballroom who are good enough to compete for that prize. Most people don't come hoping to win money. They come, first of all, because they love the camaraderie of the group. You know, if you go to a flower competition, a flower tournament, you're probably going to talk to other people about flowers. But if you come to a crossword tournament, only a little of it is talking about crosswords. It's more of a meeting of minds, people with lively, interesting, quirky minds, often with good sense of humor. People always talk about when they come to their first crossword tournament, it's like finding their tribe. People come to meet other people, and they also want to get a really nice set of puzzles to solve. And finally, they want to test themselves to see how they compare with their previous year's score. People want to know if they still have the mental ability that they had the previous years.
Well, that sounds a bit daunting as a proposition to engage with on an annual basis, Will. So there have been 47 so far. This is the 48th tournament. And you said there's probably about 10 people who can really go all the way each year. Are there standouts, people who've taken out a large number of those previous 47 tournaments, Will?
Yes, there is Dan Fayer, who's a musician, a pianist in San Francisco, who has won 7 times. Probably you may not have seen the movie Wordplay yet, but there is a 20-year-old kid who won that, and he has gone on to win. I think he's won 7 times now. There is a young hotshot Harvard graduate named Paolo Pasco, who is our reigning champion. He's won a couple of times. He has the record, as far as I know, for solving a New York Times crossword, which he did in 47 seconds. It's hard to imagine anyone solving a crossword that fast. It was a Monday puzzle, which means it was the easiest one of the week, and he did it on his laptop, which means he was typing the keyboard rather than filling in the letters by hand. But even so, just imagine trying to solve a crossword in 47 seconds.
That is absolutely astounding. And Will, I've mentioned some of your titles, founder, director. Are you the judge as well?
We have over 100 officials. It takes a lot of people to judge a crossword tournament because every single square of every single contestant's solution has to be marked by a human. And then once they're marked, they are scanned into a computer where the color determines, color coding will show what mistakes have been made. And then the scores are computed automatically. But it takes over 100 people to run this event.
That's amazing. And Will, I don't want to impugn the integrity of any crossworders by any means at all, but have there ever been controversies in the past? I mean, is there drug testing or analysis of the participants at this tournament?
Well, no, we don't do that. There are dividers set up between the contestants. But honestly, if you were to try to cheat and look at somebody next to you and look at their solution, you'd probably be hurting yourself because you'd be slowing yourself down. The top solvers are so fast that they would only lose time by cheating.
I understand that you have a favorite crossword puzzle of all time. What is that and why?
Okay, my favorite all-time crossword appeared in the New York Times on Election Day in 1996. That was the year when Bill Clinton was running against Bob Dole. This was on Tuesday of Election Day. As people were going to vote, the clue for the middle answer across the diagram was headline in tomorrow's newspaper. So the puzzle appeared to be predicting the result of that day's presidential election. The answer in that middle line across the grid was Clinton elected, but it could also have been Bob Dole elected. Either answer worked with the crossing words. For example, the first down off that answer was black Halloween animal, and you could form the C of Clinton for cat, or the first B of Bob Dole for bat. And the next one was French 101 word, which you could have done either oui or Louis. Either one worked. And then my favorite crossing there was a means of support. And the answer could be either IRA, which here is an abbreviation for individual retirement account. It's something for older people. Or it could be a bra, forming the second B of Bob Dole.
That's fantastic. And so that was your handiwork, Will. How was it received?
Well, that was astonishing. I remember watching the national ABC news. For here, ABC, of course, is a television network. I was watching the national news that night, and the anchor mentioned that day's crossword in the Times and wondered at first the New York Times is thought to be a liberal newspaper. So some people thought that the Times was inserting its editorial feeling into the crossword by putting Clinton elected in the grid. But no, actually, we covered our bases. Both answers worked.
Well, Will, it's been great speaking with you about the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament, and we'll look forward to seeing who the winners are. Thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra.
Thanks a lot, Julian.
That's Will Shortz, editor of the New York Times Crossword and director and founder of the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.